Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, remarks by President Trump in Pennsylvania regarding trade with Japan, where he directly discounted the importance of U.S. wheat exports to the market, is now drawing sharp criticism from the U.S. wheat industry. This week, I talked with the National Association of Wheat Growers Chief Executive Officer Chandler Gould.
In his comment, he said that the Japanese, that they didn't even want to buy wheat from us. They just did that to make us feel okay, which is just devastating and frustrating, not only to the National Association of Wheat Growers, but to all wheat growers across the United States, when we know that we produce some of the highest quality wheat in the entire world. And that's why we export 50% of that wheat, because it is in high demand, specifically in the Asian Pacific realm that has high quality standards. And even through the Asia Pacific realm, the Japanese market has the highest standards that your wheat must meet. And that is the number one revenue market for the United States. And so it's just very upsetting to hear the president attack the third largest commodity in the United States that definitely depends on trade and the Japanese market.
For more on this story, visit us online at aginfo.net. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.